Lawmakers from both parties are thinking about huge potential cuts in federal funding as they write this year's state budget. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the House advanced the two-year, $46 billion spending plan on Thursday as the first half of the legislative session came to a close.
The budget crafted by House Republicans increases K-12 education funding by 2% each year, cuts most state agencies by 5%, reduces local public health funding, and does not eliminate waitlists for care under Medicaid. Republican Jack Jordan says lawmakers know the state may face federal funding cuts.
And that's going to result in us at the fiscal level having probably to make some tough decisions. But we're in a really good position because this budget doesn't overextend.
But Democrat Cherish Pryor says people are hurting now.
And based on what we've seen so far, what I do know is that the state is going to have to step up to help Hoosiers.
The bill now goes to the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.